the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate this solemnity of the most holy and blessed Trinity, we contemplate what is love, true love. What is the love that has been poured into your hearts, and that love that has been poured into my heart? And perhaps to contemplate this love, we might want to turn to the Venerable Fulton Sheen on his beautiful reflection of divine intimacy and the reflection of this holy love. He says we have to consider love in two terms: the one who loves and the one who is loved, the beloved. And when we seek this love and we look at its source, its essence, its very nature and being, we say God is love because it's who He is. His thoughts are loving. His actions are loving. Everything about God is about love, because God simply is love. It's who He is. It's true. It's pure. It's good. It's holy. This kind of love creates, only seeks the good of the other for the other. And the Venerable Fulton Sheen says that this love is so powerful that it generates a person who is the essence of this love. So he says that when the Father looks at the Son, a perfect image of Himself, perfect image of love, that when He looks at the Son, it's just a love that generates love, a love that is always loving. That's all that it does. It's just loves. And He just, there's just a breath. There's no words to describe it. No words are necessary. Fulton Sheen says, not a song, not a cry, not an utter, nothing is necessary, because it's a love that is so sacrificial, so self-emptying, that it gives itself, that all that's left is just a breath. And as the Son looks at the Father with those lovely eyes, and He sees the Father and the one who loves and the one who is beloved, the only begotten Son, that He looks at the Father, and again, He is the Word, the only Word, and the only word necessary here is love, and it cannot be expressed. It cannot be described. It's such an awesome mystery that the only thing that we can just say is, it leaves us without words. And Fulton Sheen says that this bond of love, this perfect love, is so profound that it is a living love, that it actually generates a person. And that person is the Holy Spirit. That He is the love that is from the Father to the Father, from the Son to the Son. Just the love and the one who is loved, they continue loving. And this love is so powerful that it actually generates love. And that love has a name, and it's the Holy Spirit. And that love that creates, that love that knew we would be rebellious, that we would be stiff-necked, hard of heart, and it still says, I still want to love. I can't stop loving. I'm going to create. And then we hear the scripture says, let us create man and woman in our own divine image and our own divine likeness and pour our love into their hearts so that we too can gaze upon humanity and just go, ah, to see the beauty, the goodness, and the truth of creation. But that love needs a response. That love needs a response from you, from me. And it doesn't need words and a song, but yes, that's the way that in our little state, the only way that we can generate that love and worship it and praise it and honor it is to do it in word and song. But how beautiful it is when there's silent adoration, right? St. John Vianney said, you know, when he was asked, what do you do in adoration? He says, I just look at him and he looks at me. It's no words are necessary. So let us honor the most holy and blessed Trinity today, who is love. Love personified. A love of Christ, the love of God, the love of the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity has been poured into our hearts. And God can't stop loving us. Even though we might think he doesn't love us anymore, he can't stop being who he is. He just loves. It's love all the time. He's unchanging, undying. So never fail to trust in that love. God is the lover, and we are the beloved. He is the one that loves, and we are the ones that are loved. He showers us with his love and his kisses. Let us enter into Holy Communion. That is love. That when we receive Jesus, we're receiving the Father and the Holy Spirit. We are receiving the greatest act of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, not to condemn it, to save it. And Jesus so loved us. He says, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And the Holy Spirit continues to shower us, pour his love deep inside of us through those waters of baptism, and continues to generate that love in the word in the Eucharist of Jesus. Let us just simply be loved. Let us not try to be anything else. God so loved the world that he sent his Son to love us. He loves. Let us be the ones that are loved.